is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
Just when you think life is pretty dull and we're just hanging out in our homes and not doing a whole lot, things get really interesting out there in the world. Whether it's talking about free speech or Black Lives Matter back front and center. And so many things going on. Businesses are reopening when they're not supposed to, at least by the governor's order. And lots of issues to discuss today, and we want to take your calls. 360-676-5464 is our phone number here at KGMI and KGMI Connects. 360-676-KGMI. And we have open lines. But just to start, I wanted to talk a little bit about, well, our 42nd District State Senator Doug Erickson. He released a news release today. I'm just looking for it here, so I have it in front of me. And it's concerning labor and industries announcing that they would levy $10,000 fines against businesses that flout the governor's edicts. This is according to Senator Erickson's news release. The Inslee administration says that these fines are necessary to keep businesses that should stay shuttered under his stay home, stay healthy order. And his emergency rule that they should be fined if they refuse to comply and refuse to stay closed. These are businesses that would be in counties that have not progressed to the next level or in the next phase in this four-phase reopening effort, and are deemed to be risky businesses or businesses that would present risks to workers, customers, et cetera. And Senator Erickson released said in this statement that he believes that the labor and industries does not have the authority to levy these fines and to take these actions. That he believes that it is the role of the legislature to grant L&I that power, that the governor does not have the authority to say, L&I, go and do this. I reached out to L&I, and I did call Senator Erickson. I invited him to come on. I called him kind of late, so I don't know that he got my message in time, but he's more than welcome to call. And we'd like to hear from you. But first, this is a conversation I had a little bit earlier this afternoon with a representative from Labor and Industries about this. 42nd District State Senator Doug Erickson says that the Department of Labor and Industries saying that the businesses that open outside of the governor's okay could face fines or sanctions. And he says that L&I does not have the authority to do that, that it would take action by the legislature. Joining us, though, now is a spokesperson for the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries, Tim Church. And Tim, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you bet. Good afternoon.
Yeah, and now the senator says that L&I doesn't have the authority to go forward with this. I guess what's L&I's take on this and its position with the governor and what the governor has said?
Well, labor and industries is all about workplace safety, and it's our job to make sure workplaces are operating safely so the employees who go to work in the morning are safe and healthy and can go home at night. And as part of that, we have authority to inspect, cite, and fine employers for workplace safety and health violations. I think the second part of that would be coronavirus is clearly a known workplace safety hazard. And so with the fact that we have authority to inspect, cite, and fine employers, and coronavirus is a workplace safety hazard, we feel strongly that we're doing the right thing here.
Is the agency, the department, is it working, I guess, outside of what the governor has said and the governor's declarations? Is it pretty much just working on its own as it normally would, like you say, to promote workplace safety?
Well, I think where the two tie together is the fact that there are certain businesses that are not allowed to be open, depend on which county you're in and which phase of the pandemic your area is in. And if they're open and they're not supposed to be, it's creating a workplace hazard for those employees. Or if they're supposed to be open, but they're doing work that is not allowed under the phased-in approach, that's a workplace hazard as well. I'll give you an example of that. I've ordered takeout myself, and I know a lot of people are. Takeout in most areas, I believe, is a perfectly legitimate reason for restaurants to be open and serving customers. In areas that that customers coming into the building are not allowed, that shouldn't be happening. It's putting the people who are serving those customers at risk. So a place who's following the law and doing the right thing and open is perfectly fine. It's only the ones that are not that we're going to be looking closely at.
And do you anticipate fines? Or what kind of action would L&I take if a business is out of compliance?
Well, we know there are a handful of folks out there who are purposefully defying the executive order. It's a process that we have in place. It's going to give people a chance to come in to being legal. And essentially what I mean by that is if someone believes a business is operating in a way that they are not supposed to in the current situation, they can make a complaint through an online form at the State Emergency Operations Center. It's on the coronavirus.wa.gov website. Those complaints are going to be assessed. And between us and other agencies, we'll be connecting with businesses that people feel are operating outside of the law and see if we can confirm that. If we confirm that they are doing something they shouldn't be, we'll send them a letter and direct them to stop that behavior. And our hope would be that that's where it would end, that they would know that they're working outside of the law and they would stop it when they've been educated and been told to do that. But to be sure, we're going to do spot checks and go out to some of the businesses if we find places that we send a letter to directing them to close, and we'll go see. And if they're still open, then, yeah, we're going to cite them and likely fine them for being open.
Once again, if someone has concerns about a business that is open or maybe that they work for, or if people just have questions, where can they go to get more information from L&I?
Probably the best place on this is to go to the coronavirus.wa.gov webpage. There's a section under businesses, and there's good information there about what's allowed and what's not allowed. And there's also a link to a complaint form that if people have concerns. You know, I'd say this. Our goal is not to be out there citing and finding people. Our goal is to have a level playing field. If a gym in one part of the city is closed because they're following the direction, the gym in the other part of the city should be closed, and they should be following the direction, too. It's not fair for the community and the other businesses, and it's not safe for the employees, and in many times, probably not safe for the customers either. So our goal would be that people step up and do the right thing, and it's really a last resort for us to cite and fine people. We hope we don't have to do it very often.
Tim Church is Director of Communications for Labor and Industries here in Washington State. Thanks so much, Tim.
You bet. Take care.
And, I know it's difficult for people to sit idle and not know when they might be able to reopen their business, when workers might not be able to, or when workers might be able to return to their jobs, and it's frustrating. I mean, we had no numbers out today, unemployment numbers that they're still shockingly high. They're not as high as what we've seen in past weeks or recent weeks, I should say, from Employment Security Department, because they are they say that they're starting to rein in the scammers and starting to even pull back some of the millions of dollars that they had had paid fraudulent paid to fraudulent claimants. But when it comes to businesses, and once again, I understand that these are people's their living, how they make ends meet, how they and they're wondering whether they'll be able to recover if they're not allowed to reopen, and that's completely understandable. At the same time, if we do, especially some businesses we had down in Snohomish County, you probably saw the news reports of the barbershop, the barber who refused to close. Maybe he did close, but then he has reopened in defiance of the governor, and decided he's just not going to listen. He's going to take customers, and he's going to conduct business. Well, we've seen how this can play out in some other in other states. Luckily, we haven't seen it here at this point that we know of. But where was it, in Missouri, where there was there were a couple of hair style places that where the workers who ended up being coronavirus positive had treated people or had cut their hair, styled their hair, and likely infected people that they had worked with, many, scores of people. And so that's what we're talking about, is close contact for a length of time with someone who is potentially COVID-19 or coronavirus positive, and then spreading that illness. And, that's the thing. And then it spreads exponentially again and goes, from those people who are infected out to others that they infect. And it's broadcast. So that's what we're talking about with some of these businesses that unfortunately involve close contact, or in the case of gyms, people breathing heavily and emitting a lot of the droplets that would have the potential to spread the illness. So these are it's serious stuff. It's and I know many think that they downplay the threat of this, and or aren't concerned, say they're not concerned with contracting the illness, but it's not that. It's beyond that. It's about protecting others around us and limiting the spread of this virus, for which we don't have a cure and we don't have a preventative a vaccine and that sort of thing. Real quick, let's go to the phones. Our phone number here at KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464. Welcome, Stella in Fairhaven, to the program. Hi, Stella.
Hi. And not to change the topic, because that's a good one. We got too many little dictators. But Trump is upset with North Carolina because that governor can't promise that he'll pack in the arena in time for the Republican convention, and he wants to go someplace else. So I think that he should talk to Texas, because I believe that governor would welcome them in, and I think that he would just pack them in, and they probably wouldn't have to worry about anything like these stinking masks.
Well,
and I think that they're a real happy solution, maybe, for everybody.
Well, and there's a chance that maybe they will find a place to hold a complete traditional, fully attended convention. I think I saw where the governor of Georgia had offered the RNC, facilities in his state. Whether it will move forward or not, we'll have to see. And I think ultimately it would probably be the RNC's call as to whether or not they would want to hold an event like that could have the potential to spread this illness. And maybe by that time, I think the Republican convention was scheduled for late in August. Maybe by that time, a gathering will be okay. Although, like we've seen with other big events, there's so much involved as far as everything from hotels and food and entertainment and just the facilities. And there are just so many different organizations and people involved in a big event like that to wait until the last second to make a decision, yay or nay, is really not practical. I mean, that's what we've seen with many of our events here. Even, the fair, for instance, which wasn't scheduled till August, but the fair itself decided we just have, there are too many moving parts to this for us to wait and then make a last second decision and then try to, you know, shift gears all of a sudden. And it's best to just give everybody some certainty and make a decision and then move forward and move our goal further down the road and aim for a good solid fare in 2021. But we'll take a quick break. We want to hear more from you. 360-676-5464 is our phone number here at KGMI. And we've got open lines here on KGMI Connects.
During these uncertain times, Cascade Natural Gas wants you to know they're here to help. And pleased to announce two new grants available of up to $500 to help you pay your utility bill if you've been impacted by COVID-19. If approved, these grants are applied to your past due balances. In addition to these grants and continuing to provide safe and reliable services to all of their customers, Cascade Natural Gas is also temporarily waiving late fees, interest on past due accounts, and won't disconnect customers for non-payment. Call their friendly customer experience team. They'll work with you to set up a personalized payment plan and connect you to resources which can help COVID-19 impacted and low-income households meet their utility needs. Cascade Natural Gas, offering compassion and flexibility to give you a little peace of mind. You'll still see their employees providing critical maintenance and responding to customer concerns. And you'll still have access to safe and reliable service. At Cascade Natural Gas, they know we're all in this together. Learn more at cngc.com.
Have you recently been laid off or let go and are losing your employer group insurance? Maybe you're being offered expensive COBRA coverage and wonder if there's any insurance you can afford. Whether you're looking at individual insurance or enrolling into Medicare coverage, the agents at Vibrant USA are here to support you. We can let you know your options so you can make the best decisions for you and your family. Find us at VibrantUSA.com or give us a call at 866-733-5111. We look forward to hearing from you.
They keep you in the know and on the go.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you just stick your wallet in the machine and just crank the handle and squish all the dollars out of it and put them back into the car.
The experts from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive, Panacea Automotive Repair, Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Angler Automotive.
Like you said, it's a slot machine. Sometimes you win. Most times you lose.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. How is your business coping with this sudden jolt to the local economy? We want to hear from you on KGMI Connects at 360-676-5464.
Thanks to our friends at Cascade Natural Gas. They're temporarily waiving late fees, interest on past due accounts, and they won't disconnect customers for non-payment if they've been impacted by COVID-19. Find out more at cngc.com. And talking about businesses, are we ready to move to phase two? And at this point, we're not. According to the numbers that of infections, the infection rate here in Whatcom County, I think two more counties were allowed to move to phase two today. One was Clallam County, just over there on the peninsula, because they have had enough of a reduction in their infection rates to make that next step. But what are your thoughts? We want to hear from you. 360-676-5464. Let's go to the phones and welcome Michelle in Bellingham to the program. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. It's good to talk to you. Thank you for doing this show. It's really a wonderful community service that you're doing and the station is doing.
Well, thanks for that.
You're more than welcome. I just want to say that, first of all, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea. I've read hundreds of reports about this, and I've been in the media all my life, and I can assure you that it's pretty obvious, and I come from a medical family, so I've talked to my brother, who's a well-known doctor. And all I can say is that masks and social distancing, along with intense hygiene, hand washing and bathing and everything else, is obviously the way to beat this. I mean, you can't beat this without masks and social distancing. We've pretty much reached that knowledge now. And the thing is that I think is so trying to be dignified here. I don't want to be insulting to anybody. Okay,
sure.
try to lay off that part of it.
Sounds good.
But the thing is, I think it's ridiculous. I'll just say use the word ridiculous. I think it's a ridiculous use of numbers. The way I read it in the Herald this morning, with the a spike, and I use the word spike advisedly. We have a county of well over 200,000 people, and the New York Times two or three weeks ago cited us in one of their charts as one of the top five counties in the country for a statistical measure in fighting the virus. And that is very true. I've kept national records, state records, and local records ever since it started. And it's really very important to realize that Whatcom County has some of the finest records in the nation for a metropolitan county, and we are a metro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how many metros there are in the USA. I know there's about 3,000 counties. I think there's a few hundred metros. But anyway, we're one of the best. We have, in the last 3 weeks, give or take a couple, we've had about 50 positive tests. Now, part of that might be a ramp-up in testing. Part of it just might be positives. But that's very minimal. It's less than 3 per day on the average. I know we've had a few more on some days, none on other days. But the point I'm making is that we are more than ready to move into phase two. Now, I'm not saying, I really want to stress this, I'm not saying that we can be careless, that we can't enforce things. If I walk into a business, it doesn't matter what it is, a restaurant, a hair salon, whatever, and I don't think they look safe or they're practicing safe behavior, I'm walking right out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think most people will. Nobody with any brain is going to stay in a business that's obviously unsafe. But we've had so few positive cases. And also, we don't know. I wish we had a better ethnic and handle on all of this. But we don't know the demographics of who these people are. And according to the Herald this morning, the irresponsible lack of social distancing is what led to these holiday weekend a dozen cases over two days. And it's absolutely ridiculous, Joe, to take something like that. That's a very comparable. If we use that on a consistent basis, this silly use of numbers, we would wind up any group of irresponsible people, regardless of who they are, whether they're younger, older, whatever, you know, they may be. They could keep us locked up forever if you went by these numbers. It doesn't make any sense. What makes sense, first of all, we had one death in about 3 weeks. That's one of the best records in the nation. And also, we've had 33 deaths. 23 were in nursing homes. Now, as tragic as it is, and it's certainly tragic, and I'm not trying to downplay that, we've had 10 deaths in nearly 3 months in Whatcom County, and I would think, now I'm not sure, but I would think that we've had more deaths due to cancer than we've had due to the virus. And I'm not downplaying the virus either. Believe me, I go out with a mask and gloves and social distancing. I haven't been within 6 feet of a human being since, middle of March,
uh-huh,
since lockdown. So I'm just saying this is somebody who knows her stuff. I've been doing the most conscientious possible behavior, hopefully been staying totally healthy. Nobody knows if they're asymptomatic. But and that's another whole topic. We need to have far more tests. But anyway,
mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I am just saying that it's silly that we aren't moving into phase two. It is, I don't know if silly is the right word, but it's sad. Let's put it that way.
Well, I know,
we
and now,
ready.
Just let me just throw you at this. At, you know, I heard you threw out some numbers there, and I'm just, this is just what the health department released as of yesterday. And
okay.
This is just a one paragraph. Under the current phase two criteria, we must have no more than 10 new cases per 100,000 county residents over the last few days. As we shared in yesterday's news flash, that means Whatcom County must have no more than 22 new cases over a 14-day period. As of May 25th, we had 37 new cases in the past 14 days.
I have the same numbers, and that's true. Those are accurate numbers.
So that's the criteria they're going by.
They're also impossible criteria to meet. Those criteria are far too, you know, trust me, all over the nation, almost no metro areas could meet those criteria. That is just absolutely, now maybe when if the virus ever completely dissipates, you know, it might,
yeah.
But I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about now. And if we're going to get, I guess what I wanted to finish off saying was the economy.
Real quick, yeah, because we're running short of time.
We desperately need, our economy is worse than it was during the Great Depression. And I mean, at this moment, you know, this time.
All right, Michelle, I got to cut you off, but hey, if you want to hang on, we'll talk more here in just a moment. It's KGMI Connects.
CBS News Update. For the first time this week, the National Guard will be on the streets of Minneapolis following several nights of violent protests over the killing of George Floyd at the hands of police. The unrest ravaged several blocks in the Longfellow neighborhood, as our Jeff Begays reports from the scene.
At the intersection, now memorializing the final moments of George Floyd's life, protests were peaceful. But nearly 3 miles away, right around the police precinct where the four fired officers involved worked, protests turned to vandalism. The auto store across the street was set ablaze. At least 30 fires were reported. Looters smashed store windows, and one man was killed by a shop owner.
Hennepin County Attorney Michael Freeman.
Please say what you need to say, demonstrate how you need to do. That is in our Constitution, and all of us believe in that. But please, don't destroy an innocent person's property who had nothing to do with it.
CBS News Update, I'm Matt Piper.
Dewey Griffin Subaru is open and committed to keeping everyone safe in the showroom and on the road. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Dewey is open and ready to serve you with incredible deals, including no-interest financing for 63 months on all brand-new 2020 Ascents, Outbacks, Foresters, and Imprezas. And they've got even more great news. The Dewey lot is overflowing with a huge selection of both new and pre-owned Subarus. Call for an appointment or just stop by for a test drive today. The Dewey Griffin Service Center is for tires, parts, and service, and they're also taking the utmost precautions to keep everyone safe, including Bellingham area pickup, delivery, and loaner cars. And with every visit to Dewey's service department, you get a free car wash. Dewey Griffin Subaru, the 2019 Subaru Love Promise Retailer of the Year. Community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru-certified tire and service center in the county. 1800 Iowa Street in Bellingham and online at DeweyGriffinSubaru.com.
During these uncertain times, Cascade Natural Gas wants you to know they're here to help. And pleased to announce two new grants available of up to $500 to help you pay your utility bill if you've been impacted by COVID-19. If approved, these grants are applied to your past due balances. In addition to these grants and continuing to provide safe and reliable services to all of their customers, Cascade Natural Gas is also temporarily waiving late fees, interest on past due accounts, and won't disconnect customers for non-payment. Call their friendly customer experience team. They'll work with you to set up a personalized payment plan and connect you to resources which can help COVID-19 impacted and low-income households meet their utility needs. Cascade Natural Gas, offering compassion and flexibility to give you a little peace of mind. You'll still see their employees providing critical maintenance and responding to customer concerns. And you'll still have access to safe and reliable service. At Cascade Natural Gas, they know we're all in this together. Learn more at cngc.com.
Have you seen someone making a positive difference during this difficult time? We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
And if you need help with your health insurance, contact Vibrant USA's, a certified health insurance agents. They'll help find the coverage you and your family need with Vibrant USA online at vibrantusa.com. And they've got easy-to-find offices here in Bellingham and in Linden. And let's go back to the phones. Michelle hung on with us, and she is discussing why she believes it's time to, and we're ready to move on to phase two. And Michelle, what I'm getting from you is that you're saying that really the criteria that have been laid out there that the state has set up are going to be impossible for us specifically, our county, Whatcom County, to meet, and that we basically need to get on with it.
Other than a few western states, which have very limited populations, such as Montana, I've been to every one of them many times. We have, like I say, one of the best records in the United States. Most of the areas that have reopened, and I'm not saying they've all done the right thing or that they all, you know, we've had some problems, but I'm appalled when I see these pictures of Lake of the Ozarks. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, that's just ignorant.
Yeah.
But most of these areas are opening up with far looser restrictions. And the reason, I don't think anybody wants to kill people. The reason is because we are in, and Washington State has one of the worst, worst employment situations in the nation. And a small business owner here in Bellingham just today told, and I know dozens of these people, just today told me that over 300 businesses have gone away forever in Whatcom County. Now, we are at great, now I'm not saying we're going to last as long as the Great Depression throughout the 30s and up and down in the 30s, but we are at Great Depression levels economically. And we have our death rate is so low, our infection rate is so low. If we're careful, and I say careful 20 times, if we're careful, we can beat this and we can get our economy on the way back. The economy is crucial, and it's not, I don't want to be a third world country, you know?
Well, I don't think anybody does. And conversely, like you say, no, I don't believe anybody wants to kill people.
No, we don't.
Including the folks that were there in Lake of the Ozarks. And I think they're like you say, they're acting out of ignorance or nonchalance, thinking that this is something that doesn't really affect me.
Well, Joe, there's an awful lot of people who have, believe me, I know this because I've been in the media all my life. The number of intelligent people, we have an incredible number of uneducated people. I'll try to be polite here. And the number of uneducated people in the United States, at least 20 to 30% of our population could best be described as uneducated. And they don't have a clue. And I know because I've met enough of them over the years. And some of them are wonderful people. Some of them live wonderfully constructive lives. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand. Just today I talked to somebody who had no concept of what droplets were after all this time and all this publicity. And this person, didn't sound stupid, but just didn't know. Mm-hmm. And that kind of person is the one that's running around without any protection, spewing out droplets. So anyway, back to what I was saying, the economy, it's so crucial. I have talked to dozens and dozens of people this month. During March and April, I supported the first 4 or so weeks of the lockdown. I thought it was necessary. I thought we could get by and save our economy and still practice social distancing, do everything we need to do to start to beat this thing. But my God, we are in danger. We have a terrible situation in this state. And I've been in every state many times, and I can tell you, we have a terrible situation. And it's just devastated, and the fact that we're being treated like King County is nonsense.
Well, let me just throw this out though, that what I think is the focus of the governor and those who are advising him is, and I'm sure that they have considered this and thought about this, and maybe not to the degree that you have, and with the specificity that you have about a place like Whatcom as opposed to King, but if we did throw down the gauntlet, open up our economy, because we did. We saw it this past week. I went to one of the big box home improvement stores, and it was as busy as I've ever seen it ever.
And, you mean here in Bellingham?
Yeah, uh-huh. And,
mm-hmm. I think I know the one you mean.
I got a call from a gal who saw, went by a private campground, and it was packed with people and no social distancing.
I saw it too.
The concern is, I think, that if we do just say, okay, have at it, we got to get back to work, then that, and like you say, that 30% especially are going to just be, right back into what we've been doing, just life as we knew it. And then all of a sudden we get another spike in infections, and maybe a worse one.
I don't think we can act. I mean, with all due respect to you, I don't think we can anticipate that situation. I've seen incredible cooperation at Hagen and other places around town in social distancing. The people who aren't social distancing are almost entirely younger men, in my observation. Now, I'm not trying to be insulting, but the point I'm making, they may feel invulnerable for all I know, but the point I'm making is that we need to get our economy back, and I don't think we can operate under fear or worry. Now, obviously, if there's huge spikes, for whatever reason, anywhere, mm-hmm. then maybe things have to be done. But it's not I don't think it'll happen. Let me finish with an analogy.
But if we do have
here.
To take action, then we're looking back at another lockdown.
I don't care about that. If we had to do it, I hope we don't. But if we had to, say, in the winter, if the virus had a terrible return, fortunately, I think we know more about it now, and hopefully we'd handle it better. But even if we had to do something like that, at least we've got to get started, especially now that the weather is good. And we don't have good weather all that long. Joe, I've kept you too long. Let me leave you with an analogy.
Okay.
When I was in sixth grade, two very immature boys did something terrible in our class, and the teacher wanted to punish the entire class for it. Now, I realize we're not talking about lives in danger here, so the analogy is a little flawed. But nevertheless, I stood up and told the teacher politely, although I was known for being a future lawyer in training, although I never became a lawyer.
I'm shocked, just having known you for a few minutes.
And I said, Miss Gray, you cannot punish a class of 33 students. These were baby boomer days when it was crowded. You cannot punish a class of 33 students for what two immature boys have done. And they gave me a dirty look, of course. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I stood up there, I did it, and she said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, I'm taking you to the school board to tomorrow night's meeting. And if they don't approve of, if I don't win this case, and it's a case now, okay? If I don't win this case with the school board, I promise you I will picket before and after school every day until I get until I get some fairness here. Now, obviously, it's a little bit like demonstrating against the lockdown. And, like I say, I approved the lockdown for a few weeks, but the analogy is simple. We cannot allow a handful of irresponsible residents who have parties and don't socially distance and Lord knows what else they're doing. We cannot allow a few of these people to ruin Whatcom County's economy for all of us. Numbers don't mean as much as our economy.
Sure, but unlike the teacher, we can't take those two boys to the woodshed or take these scofflaws here currently to the woodshed.
You know what we should do? Seriously, in my opinion, we should fine and even possibly send people to jail, not for huge times, but for 30 days or something. But we should fine people at least who aren't social distancing and wearing masks indoors. The store should hire bouncers to keep people out. But my point is, I take this very seriously. I do. I am a serious-minded woman. I take it seriously. But I am appalled at what we're doing to our economy. We can do both. We can beat the virus, and we can restore our economy. And if we don't have that kind of positive way of thinking, we won't do very well in either, and we're going to have a miserable life here.
Well, we none of us want this to continue. Michelle, thanks so much for your call. I appreciate it, and call again. We'll continue to have this discussion, I'm sure, as we get further into all this. But we'll take a quick break, and we'd love to hear from you. 360-676-5464. It's KGMI Connects.
String the lights, kick back, and relax. Barron Heating and Air Conditioning is bringing summer vacay home with the Barron Staycation Sweepstakes and 7 incredible specials. Now through July 5th, Barron Staycation Specials include their best-ever air conditioning offer. Plus, huge savings on ductless heat pumps, solar, heat pump water heaters, duct cleaning, fireplaces, and spas. Top it all off with $25,000 in giveaways. Win Barron Bucks towards any heating, cooling, electrical, plumbing, or fireplace service. The Barron Staycation Sweepstakes is easy to enter. Any purchase of $500 or more earns one entry. Barron will draw 7 weekly winners, one $10,000 grand prize winner, and one $5,000 runner-up. Call Barron today and take advantage of these staycation specials now through July 5th. Invest in your home this summer and bring that 5-star experience to your doorstep. Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
No purchase necessary. See BarronHeating.com for complete contest rules.
Have you recently been laid off or let go and are losing your employer group insurance? Maybe you're being offered expensive COBRA coverage and wonder if there's any insurance you can afford. Whether you're looking at individual insurance or enrolling into Medicare coverage, the agents at Vibrant USA are here to support you. We can let you know your options so you can make the best decisions for you and your family. Find us at VibrantUSA.com or give us a call at 866-733-5111. We look forward to hearing from you.
Relive your favorites every day on Bellingham's newest radio station, 98.9 and AM 930 KBay. Kick off your workday with a 9 a.m. music marathon. Over an hour of commercial-free classics. Hit after hit from your favorite artists all day, every day. And the broadcast sponsor of the Bellingham Bells. Listen live online, 98.9kbay.com. Join the fun and be a part of Bellingham's newest radio station, 98.9 and AM 930 KBay.
Have you taken up a new hobby or maybe picked up an old one while spending more time at home? We want to hear from you on KGMI Connects at 360-676-5464.
And thanks to the folks at Dewey Griffin Subaru. They're open and ready to serve you, offering no interest financing for 63 months on all 2020 Ascents, Outbacks, Foresters, and Imprezas. Check out all the new and pre-owned Subarus online at DeweyGriffinSubaru.com, and they'll take care of you in a safe and healthy fashion. Right there on Iowa Street. And, talking about, wearing masks, and caller Michelle, interesting take on, of course, that we need to get back to our economy, and true, and the quicker we do follow these directives, wearing masks, social distancing, the quicker we'll be able to do that in a safe fashion. And that's what we're hearing from all the health experts. I don't know that, a jail term or a fine anyway for someone who's caught not wearing a mask. I don't know if that's pretty heavy-handed stuff, but wearing a mask is going to benefit everyone, including yourself. I mean, that's the thing. It's doing good is going to it's going to come back on you. It sounds kind of like that, the karma thing, but it really is because it'll enable us to reduce the amount of infection, the rate of infection, and get our economy open even, faster. That's the goal here. It's not control or to make people look silly or ridiculous or get in line, do what my political party wants you to do. It's none of that. And be a sheep. I got a friend who works at Costco, not our local Costco. I mean, I have some friends actually who work at our local Costco, but they are not the ones who posted. But a friend who works at a Costco in another community, and she posted a video of a worker, not herself, but another worker. And I don't know where this was taken. A video was taken. A customer shot video as he was approached and confronted by a Costco worker. Now, of course, they require masks to be worn in the store. This guy wasn't wearing a mask. The Costco worker came up and said, "Sir, you need to wear a mask or you need to leave." The guy refused to wear a mask, said he was not going to. And so there was an exchange. The customer used some foul language, but the worker took the man's cart full of merchandise away from him and ordered him to leave the store. And this guy was saying, "I'm not a sheep. I'm not going to do it." And, the bottom line is that the store, Costco, as a company, it's a private company, they have a right to make that request or that demand of someone that comes in their door. And this guy tried to say, "I live in a free country." Well, yeah, you have a right to determine who or what or how people will conduct themselves on your property. And that's what no shoes, no shirt, no service. Does that go out the window? Because if you want to go into a into a grocery store, no shoes, no shirt. I mean, should you be allowed to do that? Real quick, let's go to Lee in Bellingham. Hi, Lee.
First place, I'm not one that's drank the Kool-Aid and been brainwashed by panic and fear. I don't wear a mask unless I'm working in the attic or under a house, and I have my own M95 mask that I wear appropriately to protect myself from environmental. Masks aren't really doing that much good. The evidence is in a 2018 CDC study that can be Googled, or you can go on the CDC website and find that where they talk about wearing a mask is harmful, especially with children. It's absolutely blowing my mind when I see people, like last weekend, I had to go into town, and it's raining out, and I'm seeing people walking around on the streets, including their little kids, could be grade school age, kindergarten, with masks on. It's raining. Last I heard, it wasn't raining COVID-19 virus out of the air, COVID-9. This whole mask-wearing thing, this glove-wearing thing, these people that are doing it, they've been completely brainwashed by the mass media, and I'm pretty sure I've been listening to your show for quite a while here in the afternoons, and it's probably a fair assessment to say everybody calling in, other than myself, is a hardcore leftist calling in, just like that last guy that goes by the name of Michelle or Rochelle or whatever his name is.
Let me just ask you now. The issue with masks, it's the goal is not to prevent, you know, when you wear a mask in this sense, you're not protecting yourself, you're protecting others, in that it prevents, even to one degree or another, it mitigates the amount of virus or virus carrying droplets that might be emitted by someone who has the illness, and that's what the goal is. That's where the benefit is.
If that person has the virus,
and
they should be wearing a mask,
but they don't know it. I mean, you don't know. You can have the virus and not show symptoms and still be spreading it. That's been shown to be a fact. And I appreciate that you wear a mask when you are in a situation, in a work situation that might cause you health problems. And in that case, that N95, it's protecting you from particles and things like that you might encounter. But it's a different thing involved here, where, you know, the idea is to prevent a person who has the virus, whether they know it or not, from broadcasting it. And I don't think it's a matter of...
You know, we have our opinions, and, you know, you obviously have yours, and I honor your opinion just as, should be able to honor mine.
I do.
That I need to wear a mask. I'm actually in that age group that supposedly is dropping like flies from it, but I haven't had a flu virus or a cold in probably 10 years. It's very simple to stay healthy. You eat healthy. You don't touch anything that the public touches. You always have a barrier between your hands. It's not that difficult. It's less than common sense, which 90% of the people don't seem to have. And it's just crazy. And, when you take a state population of 7.8 million, and according to the last figures touted out there by that maniac down in Olympia, with 1,200 plus people that have died, and I would venture to say that 30% of that figure is probably somebody that got gunshot, died in an accident, or whatever.
Now you're just speculating, and I understand you're not a fan of Jay Inslee, but he's not the only one that's saying this stuff, and there are plenty of Republican governors.
Right.
There are others. The Trump administration has started all this, regardless of what the president is saying now. I mean, that's they're talking. The health experts are the ones who they're listening to, or in most cases are. So
even Fauci is now saying it's time to get back to work and get things rolling again, as opposed to what he first said when all the hardcore people were saying, well, I'm going to go by what Fauci says. Now he's changing his tune.
Now he's saying we need to slow down. I mean, he looked at what was going on over the weekend, and he was pretty distraught over what he was seeing in many of those cases.
You're not going to get COVID virus by being outside breathing fresh air in the sunshine.
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, if you're out by yourself, I'll agree with you there.
I can't handle any more of this.
Thanks for calling.
I like listening to you, but we obviously are on a different plane, that's for sure.
Well, keep calling. I enjoy talking with you. I really do. And I appreciate your opinion. And we just got a minute or so left. Let's go to Lee in Ferndale, or Richard, rather, in Ferndale. Hi, Richard.
There are non-hardcore leftists that do listen to the radio.
I was going to tell him that. Yeah.
But most 90% of what he said, I tend to agree with it. It's a lot of strange stuff out there right now. And Dr. Fauci 2 months ago said masks didn't do any good. And all of a sudden, I think the masks are a test of our compliance.
Oh, come on.
That's what that could be. I think so.
I mean, who cares that much? That who wants you to comply that much? I don't get that.
I don't know. It's strange. You know, how come masks 2 months ago weren't a thing? Why are they a thing now?
Well, I think I'm simply throwing this out there. What I understand is that the masks from inhaling the virus, they're not effective. They are effective in preventing people from spreading it, or if someone who has it from
How
spreading it.
How effective, though? 2%, 1%, 50%? I mean,
I don't
2%
know.
Is
That's
effective,
a good question,
but 2% is nothing, right? I mean,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these are good questions, and we'll keep debating them. I'm out of time, Richard, but all right, you too. All right, take care. Another one of our non-hardcore leftists listening to the show and calling in. We're proud to have you and you too, Lee, and everyone. So we'll be back tomorrow with a Friday edition of KGMI Connects. Hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. Tessa's in next with the afternoon news. And take care.